episode 86 of the Snowflake SnowPro Course Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul-Hakim from Brightflux, and as a certified Snowflake user today, we're diving deep into defining and using directory tables in Snowflake. Directory tables are a critical component within the Snowflake data warehouse, allowing users to efficiently manage and access data. They are essentially metadata tables that store information about files loaded into Snowflake staged areas. Let's start with the basics. What are directory tables? They are virtual tables that automatically capture metadata about files once they are loaded into a Snowflake stage. This metadata includes details such as file name, size, row count, and more. Directory tables are used to simplify the management of large data loads, providing insight into data before it is ingested into Snowflake. Now, how do you define a directory table? It's pretty straightforward. When you load data into Snowflake using the copy into command, a directory table is implicitly created. This happens automatically, and you can query the table using standard SQL statements to examine file details. The naming convention for these tables typically follows the pattern of 8H hash directory, which makes it easy for users to locate and interact with them. One of the key benefits of using directory tables is efficiency in data management. They allow users to quickly identify and rectify any issues with loaded files, such as duplicates or missing files. Moreover, directory tables facilitate incremental loading by enabling users to easily identify new or modified files since the last load, ensuring that only necessary data is ingested. To effectively use directory tables in your data workflows, it's essential to understand how they can be integrated into ETL processes. For example, you can create a process that regularly checks directory tables for new or updated files and automatically initiates data ingestion. This automation can significantly improve the efficiency and reliability of your data pipeline. In addition to practical use cases, it's crucial for Snowflake SnowPro Core certification candidates to understand the performance implications and best practices related to directory tables. For instance, regularly purging old entries from directory tables can help maintain optimal performance. Additionally, being mindful of the volume of data being managed through directory tables can prevent potential bottlenecks. To conclude, mastering directory tables is vital for anyone looking to excel with the Snowflake Data Warehouse platform. They play a crucial role in managing large data volumes efficiently and are an essential topic for the SnowPro Core Certification exam. By understanding how to define and use directory tables effectively, you can streamline your data management processes and gain valuable insights into your data before it even enters Snowflake. Thank you for joining me in this in-depth exploration of directory tables. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will cover another essential aspect of Snowflake. Until then, happy data processing.